visitation, even as you appear in his presence. Lord, this morning, oh God, visit me afresh. Fresh grace I ask for. Oh, his mercies, they are new every morning. Lord, fresh grace I ask for this morning. Renew my strength. Oh Lord, renew my strength even on the prayer altar. Strengthen me. Oh God, this morning I ask for your help again on the prayer altar. Help me, oh God, even to pray to the point of answer. Lord Jesus, this morning empower me. This morning and grace me, spirit, soul, and body. Oh God, uphold me on the altar of prayer this morning. Help me, oh God. Jesus, fresh grace for the week, fresh grace for the day I receive this morning. Lord, fresh blessings in the name of Jesus we are prayed. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus as we welcome the person.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. So much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Jehovah.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We praise your name.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
we thank you.
January to December.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Baba.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Hey, thank you so so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Hey, Oluwa mi mo dupe. Oluwa mi mo dupe. Oluwa mi mo dupe. Mo dupe, mo dupe, mo dupe, mo dupe, Baba.
Oluwa mi mo dupe.
For it a shame.
Oluwa mi mo dupe.
Lori aye wa.
Oluwa mi mo dupe.
Mo dupe.
Mo dupe, mo dupe, mo dupe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Oluwa mi mo dupe, mo dupe, mo dupe, mo dupe, mo dupe, Baba.
Oluwa mi mo dupe.
For it a she.
Oluwa mi mo dupe.
Ninu aye wa.
Oluwa mi mo dupe. Mo dupe, mo dupe, mo dupe.
Mo dupe, Baba.
Oluwa mi mo dupe.
Alagbara giga.
Oluwa mi mo dupe.
Eledumare. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you all the praise.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Let's give Jesus a bigger hand of praise and please be seated in God's presence. I have dominion. When we rise this morning, we shall be thanking God with this prayer line. Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Psalms 118 verse 23, this is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Let's rise this morning and give thanks to God from the depth of our heart. Our Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. We've returned this morning early to give you glory. We appreciate and acknowledge you, our Father, for gathering great multitudes into all our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Lift your voice, ensure that your voice is registered in heaven with gratitude in your heart. Give him thanks for the multitudes, great multitudes, gathered into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by his word. He deserves all the glory. He demands all our praise, and he delights in our thanksgiving. Therefore, lift up your hands, lift up your voice, give him thanks this morning. Our Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. This is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is your doing. For it, we give you glory. Is somebody thanking God? Is somebody appreciative this morning? Lift your voice and thank him some more. Our Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. We saw great multitudes from the first to the last service, and this is your doing. We also acknowledge you for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Thank you for your word that came through to every worshiper yesterday. Receive our thanks. Receive our thanks. Oh God of heaven, the God of this commission, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Not one can come except by your drawing hand. Lord, we give you glory for the great multitudes brought in from far and from near into our services yesterday. And thank you for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Let God hear your voice. Thank him intentionally and with understanding this morning. Let everything within you bless his name. We are saying, Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for granting each and every worshiper an encounter by your word. This is what God did, and for it, let's give him glory. Somebody lift your voice. Somebody lift your hand. Bless his name this morning. Oh God, our Father, we give you thanks for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. We give you thanks, we give you glory, we bless your holy name for the multitudes you brought, for the great multitudes you gathered into all our services yesterday, and for encounters of a lifetime that came through to each and every one of us by your word. Receive our thanks, receive our praise, receive our gratitude. You deserve it. We give it to you this morning in the name of Jesus. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. This morning, let's perfect our thanksgiving, praying in the Holy Ghost. You can also thank him in your understanding, but ensure that your voice represents you before God in prayer. Our Father, receive all the glory for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Lerushia gagam mantondada eliada zontede ebon tatantan damboronta edia zazuza wapapantoshe elia bontante eliado zotabane eleko bontaba leklogo bambandalade eliarodo zontan banshantene legoro brandalaba erwala santandala o shababa raklo bambarante. We have returned to acknowledge you, and we give you all the glory for it, for the great multitudes gathered, and for the word encounter has released. Receive our thanks, receive our praise, receive our honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody now lift up your hand, wave it to Jesus, celebrate him. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, say, Father, thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil all through this festive season. Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 6, he said, slay utterly old and young, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice in thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil all through this season. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the mark of exemption. Thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil all through this festive season. Someone lift your voice, lift your hands this morning, and let's give God thanks intensely. Give him thanks with a loud voice, saying, Father, thank you for the mark of exemption. Thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil all through this festive season. We give you glory. We give you praise for exempting us from every evil. We thank you, our Father. We bless your holy name. Father, thank you for the mark of exemption. Thank you for the mark of exemption. 1,000 may fall at our side, 1,000 may fall at our left, 10,000 at our right. It shall not come near us. We thank you for the mark of exemption upon every member of this church. We give you the glory. We thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil all through this festive season. Someone lift your voice some more this morning and give God thanks intensely. Give him thanks in the spirit. Give him thanks in your understanding. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil. All through this festive season, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify your name, we celebrate your name. Our Father, thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil. All through this festive season, we thank you. We bless your name. We appreciate your name. Someone lift your voice, lift your hands, give God thanks passionately, saying, Father, thank you for the mark of exemption. Thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil. All through this festive season, we return the glory to you. We return the honor to you. We bless your name. We magnify your name. We say thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church. We thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil. All through this festive season, receive the glory, receive the honor, receive the adoration. You can thank him in the spirit, you can thank him in your understanding. Zepariano shikapara, reducia peketo zizira pataya, ingrato siprani kapaniano shikapariane zuzaperia. Father, thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil. All through this festive season, we bless your name, we magnify your name. Father, thank you for the mark of exemption placed upon every member of this church against all evil. All through this festive season, wave your hands to the Lord. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. In a moment we shall be rising up still to give God thanks, saying, Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we give God thanks. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Father, we thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we return all the praise to you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Father, we thank you. Father, Lord, we appreciate you for destroying all interferences of the wicked one against the continuous growth and multiplication of this church since inception till they lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Appreciation is application for more. Father, we thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Father, we have returned to give you thanks. We have returned to appreciate you for destroying
all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception till date. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we return all the praises to you. Someone lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you praise him. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving. Let him hear the sound of your gratitude. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the wicked one against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Father, we thank you. Father, we return all the praise to you. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we are grateful to you for what you have done. Thank you for destroying every single one interferences of the wicked against the continuous growth, against the continuous multiplication of this church since inception. Lift up your voice, appreciate him, give him thanks, thank him in your understanding. Also, thank him in the spirit. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we return praise to you. Thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, my Father and my God, for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. We thank you. We bless your name for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church since inception. Lift up your hands, wave them in appreciation to God. Give him praise, give him glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. Next, we are thanking God, saying, Father, thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. Job 29 and verse 4, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Shall we be on our feet right now as we give thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your name this morning. Thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church. We give you all the glory. We bless your holy name. Lift up your voice this day and magnify him, exhorting for divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church since the year began. We give you all the glory. Father, we give you thanks. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church. We return to give you praise. We return to honor your name. We celebrate you, Jesus, for access to divine secret, access to divine illumination that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church since the year began. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for divine access, secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. We give you thanks. We bless your name. We magnify you, Jesus. You deserve all the glory. Thank you, Father, for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church this year. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the hands of every member of this church since the year began. Glory be to your name. Honor be to your name. Adoration be unto you this morning. Father, we return to say thank you. Thank you for access to divine secret, access to divine revelation, access to divine ideas that has prospered the works of the ends of every member of this church. We give you all the glory. You have been doing it for us. There has been breakthrough on every side. We give you all the praise, Lord. Father, thank you for access to divine secrets that has prospered the works of the ends of every member of this church since the year began. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. Lift up your voice unto the Father this day and celebrate his faithfulness. Give him the quality thanks that is due to him this morning. Give him quality thanks that is due to him this morning. He deserves it and we are giving it to him. Father, we thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the ends of every member of this church since the year began. Blessed be your holy name. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we adore you. Glory be to the Lamb of God for divine secret, for divine ideas, divine illumination that has prospered the works of the ends of every member of this church since the year began. Therefore, we return to give you thanks. We return to appreciate you. We return to give you glory. Father, thank you for access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the ends of every member of this church since the year began. Lift up your voice unto the Father this day and give him quality thanks. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. Just be sure your thanksgiving is reaching out to heaven this morning. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We magnify your name for divine secret, access to divine secret that has prospered the works of the ends of every member of this church. Glory be to your name. Father, we thank you. We magnify you. Wave those hands to Jesus and magnify him, exalt him, because he deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. He deserves all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Honor be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you and thank you, Father. Wave those hands to him one more time. He deserves all the glory. He has prospered the works of our hands since the year began. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. Yet again, we'll rise up giving thanks to God and we'll be saying, Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. In Lamentations 3:37, who is he that said, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commanded it not? Please rise up on your feet and let's give quality thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. Lift up your hands and give God thanks and praise. Lift up your voice and let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. Lord, we give you praise for the unimaginable testimonies on every side all through this year. Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. Lift up your voice and give God quality thanks. Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church. Thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church. We magnify your name that resulted in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through the year. Father, we thank you for the unimaginable testimonies on every side, all through the year. Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church,
Thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church. You said it and you brought it to pass. Father, thank you for the prophetic word. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Father, we magnify you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. Lift up your voice. Give God quality thanks. Give him all the glory. Give him all the adoration. You have been partakers of these unimaginable testimonies. We have been partakers. Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Father, thank you for the impact of the prophetic word in this church, resulting in unimaginable testimonies all through this year. We give you praise. We give you glory. Give him quality thanks. Let it emanate from your heart, expressed in your lips. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we magnify you. Jesus, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. Thank you, mighty God. We magnify you. Thank him in the spirit. Thank him in your understanding. Le copredu siaga. Andorobo seto preliada. Rosu zeketebre. Redobaliata. Raketu zekele produza. Mandoru seketo prelia. Rendobaliata. Ecopalando robose. Atego prelusa. Mekute proliadaga. Marosuze. Ecopradia suziagada. Meduse cabradia. Le suze. Mekuto prelienda badia. Rocco polita bra. Reco preducete prediadaba. Macosuze de pre. Le produce de pre. Lift up your hands. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Le rosuze de pre. We magnify your name. We give you the grace of glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
I have dominion. In a moment, we shall be rising to pray, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications before God. As we do so, I want us to be reminded of his word in Colossians 4 and verse 2. It said, continue in prayer, but watch in the same with thanksgiving. This morning, as you present the desires of your heart, I want you to do that with thanksgiving. And as you do, your answers shall be released. Will you rise on your feet with me, lift your voice, and begin to present those matters of your heart in gratitude unto God. Give glory unto his name. And as you do, expect to receive his hand upon your life. Lift your voice and pray.
lift your voice and begin to give thanks unto him, both in the spirit and in your understanding. He that does so in the spirit, he does it well. Will you perfect it in the spirit right now? Le brodike tom parabalande kleti shabarando Claudia baradaganos. Ezuze brendelika talando robrodi shakatanando lobronos. Ezuze brenketumpa paragano kekulabos. Ezozida galataba paradango leberia. Je grodi sambrodo susetelika. Membrodo koshi kelodima magarano kenoziba. Mambrede keno sabra deke tubala karandos. Eshembra dambo predikendo labarado suzia. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give honor and adoration unto you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big hand this morning. And please listen to these documented testimonies, and yours will be next. Number one, healed of severe heart pain, partial stroke, and paralysis at Shiloh 2019. I want to thank God for my healing at Shiloh 2019. In March this year, my health was seriously attacked. I woke up one morning and discovered I could not breathe properly. And when I woke, I was tilting to the left. I went to the hospital where several tests were conducted. The result revealed I had a very high level of bad cholesterol, known as LDL, VLDL, and triglycerides, and also high blood sugar, the effect of which made me suffer partial stroke and paralysis on the left side of my body, severe heart pain, and difficulty in breathing, amongst others. All efforts to get me healed did not yield the desired results, as I was always in and out of hospitals and medical laboratories. To secure my healing and deliverance from all this siege on my health, I came for Shiloh 2019 and decided for the first time to camp on ground. I rededicated my life to Christ and attended a special healing and deliverance class where the Lord visited me. Let's give the Lord a big hand. And he delivered me from every affliction that came with me to Shiloh 2019. My health is fully restored back to normal. I breathe properly now. Partial stroke and paralysis is gone. Bad cholesterol has left my system, and I no longer suffer heart pain. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Come on, let's make that stronger this morning. Amen. Please be seated. To God alone be all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. And the testifier is Timothy A. Number two, business breakthroughs through Shiloh sacrifice. I am a clothing designer and I own a cosmetic line in America. However, I joined this commission in 2017, and in the year 2018, I came for Shiloh. I told God I wanted the same grace on our father, Bishop David Oyedepo, upon my businesses. When it was time for sacrifice, God told me to sow a particular seed, and I did. Between the last Shiloh and Shiloh 2019, the Lord has turned my businesses around. The Lord turned me from flow to overflow. Amen. And just 2 weeks ago, I got a global award in Dubai. I return all the glory back to God. Let's give the Lord a bigger hand. And the testifier is Uchi Ibezwe. Please rise to your feet, lift up your hands, and let's together give God thanks for these amazing testimonies. Let's celebrate him.
lift up those two hands and give God thanks for those amazing testimonies. Give him thanks also for accepting our thanksgiving today. Everybody do that and do that from your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. God healed that man, I think it's a man, of all those issues without informing me. So I'm not part of it. Heart pain gone. Stroke paralysis gone. Is it blood, what? Cholesterol? Everything swept off without informing his apostle, because it's not relevant. Your faith is your most relevant asset in your walk with God. Wherever you stand under heaven and you receive and believe his word, you have committed him to confirm it in your life. He got healed in the healing and deliverance class. I've never taught in that class since Shiloh began. Take your eyes off man. Get it back on God. A man may be sent to speak to you. What you receive and believe is what makes a difference. Something is breaking forth in your life. May Jesus remain practically Lord over your life and the affairs of your life. God is changing story here on an individual basis. Your story is next for a change. Awesome. Every time you hear of the act of God, just celebrate him. Don't just sit down and, yes, yes, we had that one 2015 too. Yes, that one we had it 1922. Yes. The moment the ask of God stops exciting you, you are no longer a candidate for it. For what has happened this morning, for what we have just heard now, give Jesus the biggest clap offering. Give Jesus the biggest clap offering. Give Jesus the biggest clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands and ask God to speak to you this morning in this moment of exhortation. In Jesus' precious name. By that second testimony, Jesus is the last bus stop for any mortal man's need. He said, all treatments to no avail. I decided to come to Shiloh for the first time and camp there. 5 days secured his destiny. No casual approach will ever generate an unusual result. Like begets like. Like begets like. I pray that God's goodness and fatness reserved for the end of the year, your portion will not be missing. For he crowned the year with his goodness, and all his past dropped fatness. Whatever I still made with head in your life, as you keep a quality walk and sustain a quality walk with God, they shall drop for you. Yeah. I have dominion. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and get seated, please. Amen. We serve the God of times and seasons, who makes all things beautiful in his time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. This God also crowns every year with his goodness, and all his paths drop fatness. So he will crown this year with his goodness for you. And all your paths will be dropping fatness. God will be dropping fatness on all your fat. No one here will end this year mourning. No one will end this year weeping. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The winner's personalized prophetic declarations are all set for this year. And there must be no carryover. The days remaining for the year to end, they are too much, they are too long for God to confirm his word in your life. The one that created the world in 6 days can fix anybody's life in 1 second. So whatever is yet to be fixed, keep your eyes on him. And thank him because you trust him. And then he will deliver it to you. Let me hear your loudest amen. So shall it be. So our exhortation line this week is, at the end, he shall speak. Say with me, at the end he shall speak. At the end he shall speak. As the year ended, so something must speak. Whatever is yet to speak in your life must speak. Did you hear the testimony yesterday of autism? Cleaned out. He never told me. He did it. Because she believed his a God. She believed a God. And on the spot, she had eye contact. Getting back home, take that remote. She ran to take it. It ended. Whatever they have dubbed impossible in your life, the few days remaining, it will speak. The few days remaining, it will speak. At the end, he shall speak. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. For the visions for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak. Do it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will surely come. Let me share this with you. Every revelation you ever catch is revolutionary in nature. Every revelation just turns a new leaf out of your life. It will surely, there is no doubt about, come to pass. And all you need to do is to keep your faith alive. Paul said, I've fought the good fight. I've kept the faith. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. It is our unkept faith that makes us victims of God's plan and purpose for our life. I have kept the faith. At the end, it must speak. Though it tarries, I'm asked to wait for it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. You have what it takes by the light of God's word. There is no truth you ever encounter that does not turn you into action. Whatever revelation you claim to have that does not tear up motion in your spirit is a mere information. You have it, it will drive you into a flight. Who are these that fly as the cloud? You will so settle with it that no matter anybody's opinion, you are just there. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, the just shall live by faith. But if any man turns back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10, 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man turns back from faith, At that point, my soul will have no more pleasure. I will turn my back on him when he turns back from faith. At the end, he shall speak. No matter what remains to manifest in your life of your package for 2019, at the end, he shall speak. At the end, he shall speak. They call someone here for a job on Christmas Day. At the end, God never goes on holiday. He can wake you up from your house and tell you to start running to your office and call so person that he has been given a job. At the end, he shall speak. Every revelation is ordained to deliver fully at the end. I mean, you can't graduate from school at 100 level. You have to go through the process. But at the end, as you keep the discipline, you end up graduating from the school. In the name of Jesus, whatever will make you withdraw, I curse it today. Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. And Isaac showed up. Your remaining Isaac must show up before this year runs out. Because at the end, he shall speak. At the end, he shall speak. At the end, he shall speak. Therefore, don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Don't be slothful. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And keep the whole armor of God on in your life. At the end, he shall speak. We must hold fast to the end to see prophecies fulfilled. Proverbs 23 verse 18. Surely there's an end. For surely there's an end. And thy expectation shall not be disappointed. Surely there's an end. Surely there is an end. Surely it's for your sake that the whole world now is one global village. Surely at the end. At the end. At the end. Somebody will still get some very fantastic news from somewhere. Yeah. Amen. That will change your story forever. Yeah. So keep your eyes on him. Whatever does not move you, you are yet to catch the revelation of it. You are yet to catch it. You haven't caught it. But in the name of Jesus, this you are hearing this morning will become a revelation in your life. Amen. That will deliver your own portion. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. Stand to your feet. When I caught a revelation of "but thou shalt not borrow," I entered into it fully. I knew the day I caught it. I knew the vow I entered into. And I knew how that has liberated me from that deity forever. Amen. When I caught the light revelation of corporate titan, I never read in any book in my life. It opened up the destiny of this commission supernaturally, undeniably. I ran out like a madman. You know, when fire is shut up in your bones, you can't rest. May this season be pregnant with revelation in your life. That will put you on track with God, thereby taking delivery of all that pertains to you. The good news is that the remaining days for this year to run out is more than enough for God to repackage your life. More than enough for God to deliver your balance of the prophetic agenda for the year. And so shall it be. Lift up those two hands, everybody, and then ask God specifically, bring me into this realm of revelation, Jesus. Bring me into this realm of revelation, Jesus. Bring me into this realm of revelation, Jesus. The devil is all out against your access and my access to revelation, because that is what puts you on top. That establishes your dominion over him. The dominion of light over darkness is instant and irresistible. Lord, empower my access into the realm of revelation, that we keep changing my story from one level of glory to another. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Every revelation is revolutionary in nature. Pray that prayer. You begin to speak the unspeakable. You begin to see the invisible. May the remaining part of this year be seasons of revelation for you that will keep rewriting your story supernaturally. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. If you catch the revelation of any truth in any area of life, your dominion is established supernaturally. No darkness can challenge the dominion of light. No, it's not possible. It's not possible. You are moved to engage in a fast, get into it. But light. The devil has no answer to it. So all he can do is to resist your access to it. He has no answer to it. He has no answer to it. My prayer is that the balance of your portion for the year will not be lost to carelessness. Just a few days more, engage the discipline of faith in your approach. You see God come down and decorate your life. Amen. Again, no evil report from any quarters. Everyone that has traveled and everyone that will travel all through this festive season is covered by the power of God. Amen. You are sealed by the Holy Ghost of promise. Amen. There shall be no evil report. Amen. In your family, no evil report. Amen. Over your children, no evil report. Amen. Over your parents, no evil report. Amen. Over the works of your hand, no evil report. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Globally, this shall be our testimony. Amen. Everyone who may have traveled to anywhere and everyone who will still travel, they are all returning back to base. Amen. Returning home, returning with testimony of God's goodness. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Give Jesus thanks.
Lift your voice and give God the glory, give him the honor and the adoration. Celebrate him, glorify him. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. Thank him and do it from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise and the glory that is due unto his name. Celebrate him and glorify him. He's worthy. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all honor. And all adoration belongs to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' precious name we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness and do it together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion Congratulations, amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.